to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and as always, joining me, Steve Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
Not a great day for the old Fizz man, Jono, and to the listeners out there. I went to the doctors yesterday, John. I had a bit of a sore gut. I went for a CT scan today. Now, when you go for a CT scan, they make you drink three big glasses of this horrible liquid. It's about as bad as an IPA, so you know how bad they are. Before you go, and I joked on the way out, I said, I feel like throwing up is that normal? And she's like, oh, yeah, people throw up all the time. And you also get some issues with your bowels.
Yeah.
And, you know, problem number two did strike me when I got back home. And you know how you get the tomato sauce bottle and it's, like, towards the end and you're just squeezing and stuff's just going everywhere?
So it's like gas or an air coming out.
It was like that with... It was horrible, man. So if you have a CT scan, just, I don't know, maybe buy some adult nappies or something. It's just... horrific. Also, we had Emma, you know, Mrs. Fizz had, we got the baby and she had the baby's, the mother's group come around today with all the babies.
Hopefully not at the same time you needed to.
No.
That would have been awkward.
That would have been awkward, but they all brought treats, like someone brought a, you know, a nice iced bun from the bakery, Jono. Someone brought a bag of chips and someone brought shapes. And they've rolled out the chicken crimpy flavoured shapes.
Were they escorted off the premises immediately?
Well, I didn't see this. Chicken crimpy?
I haven't had those since I was like 7 years old.
Well,
are they like the ones that look like the chicken or the fish ones, whatever the gun trick?
No. These are the shaped brand ones. But the chicken crimpy, strange. I always thought the flavors of shapes that weren't barbecue or pizza were just for profiling purposes.
That's what I thought too. I mean, yeah. There's only the two types, and that's it.
Yeah.
But we do have a show to do, Steve. So starting off with
football.
Football. A bit of coverage coming up later on with Supercoach finals and fantasy finals starting this weekend. But first off, with a bit of news, we're going to start off with Bob Murphy back up and running, which is good to see after having 14 weeks off doing nothing, basically, but rehabbing. So he's also ruled out that he won't be making a return this year, but will be certainly up and going for 2017.
So good news for Bulldogs fans.
Absolutely, because we could actually use him this week.
Oh, could you ever?
But moving up to the Gold Coast now, and O'Meara sets another week with soreness. So it looks like he won't be playing this year, you would imagine. But his mate, David Swallow, set to play Neefel in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's hard to see either of them playing this year.
No, there's no point really, is there?
I wouldn't be rolling him out, that's for sure.
No, just put him on ice and hopefully they're ready to go for 2017.
Just get a pen in their hands.
That's it. With a large dollar sign next to it.
Yeah.
But a few milestone games this week. Some actually big milestone games. You got Boomer breaking the all-time game record of 426 when he plays 427th against the Saints. Corey Enright playing his 350th game. Awesome effort there. And Jimmy Boy, we never thought he would have got to 300 games for the style of gameplay he played. So, well done to him. And probably the forgotten man over in the West is Matty Pavlich playing his 350th game as well.
Yeah, that's... it's not 350 for Enright, is it? It's the club record.
Oh, the club record, was it?
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was 350.
No, it's the club record. But yeah, the Pav, man, he's one of my favourites. Is he the most versatile player ever?
Well, three All-Australians in different positions, you would think so.
Yeah, unbelievable career. We love the Pav.
Absolutely. Can you imagine if he played for a Victorian club?
Oh, my God.
He'd be one of the all-time greats, you imagine.
Yeah, I think it gets a bit lost how good he has been. Just
It's like Sean Burgoyne, great player he's been for the Hawks, but he was also awesome for Port Adelaide and probably doesn't get as much kudos for that than he does playing for Hawthorn.
Oh, he's a superstar.
Mm. But if you'd like to follow us on social media and talk all things barbecue shapes and pizza shapes, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors and tell us your favourite flavour. And it better not be, what was it, chicken and what?
Chicken crimpy.
Chicken crimpy, yeah, never heard of it. But we've got games to go through this week, Steve, starting off with Friday night at the Cattery. You've got the Cats taking on the Bulldogs. In for the Cats, you got Zach Smith with Kirsten omitted. That's surprising because I thought Kirsten, Hawkins and the rest of that Cats forward line in for about 20 goals each.
Yeah, you know, it just makes me like Reece Stanley a bit less. That's about it.
But a huge bump for the Tomahawk with no Marcus Adams yet again.
Yeah, it looks like the Bulldogs see where they're at on this one.
Yeah, if we get within 10 goals, that's a win.
Yeah.
Because A, they don't play the carry well, and some big outs with Matthew Boyd with an Achilles. That's not good reading that. Dale Moore for that hamstring tightness that was from last week. Suckling again with that Achilles, again good. Mitch Wallace with that broken leg, and Redpath with the ACL. But coming in, you've got Adcock, Dalhouse, Stringer, Hamling, and Cordy.
Yeah, look, they're five big outs, aren't they? You know, I guess Dalhouse coming in's relief for whoever the Dalhouse owner is. Stringer, geez, I certainly wouldn't be rolling him out this week.
Certainly not. And Adcock, you would imagine he's playing defence as that Matthew Boyd halfback, you would imagine. And maybe sneak forward and kick a couple of goals, but I don't see the ball going in our forward line too much this week.
No, yeah, just Jed Adcock replacement value. Geez, I certainly think we can find better options than him, Jono.
Yeah, absolutely. No interest in Hamlin or Cordy.
No.
Nope. Moving on to Saturday afternoon at, oh, it's Canberra's game, Marnik Oval, at the Giants taking on Richmond, with Ryan Griffin coming in and Kennedy being omitted. And for the Tigers, we've got a big in here with Hooley finally coming back. Vickery, the Lambo, Kane Lambert, and Marcon in for his first game, with Edwards out with a calf. Tuesday being in pretty good touch, out with a groin. With McBean and Can't Stand You out omitted, who I thought's been pretty good too.
Yeah, you know, to be fair, I probably wouldn't have felt great rolling out any of the, you know, either Griffiths or Edwards this week against the Giants. But, Jono, how many shirts do you think are going to get shredded from nipples? I mean, it is going to be freezing in Canberra.
Yeah, multiple, but it's a pretty narrow ground, this one, Monica, so it'll be pretty... No, actually, it's pretty big ground, Monica, yeah. So be interesting to how this game plays out, because Giants don't have the best record in Canberra, to be honest.
Nah, I just don't want to see anyone snap their finger in half with a ball on the end of one.
Yeah, you might see that, I would imagine.
But, you know, I'm certainly looking at... I mean, I'm probably not interested in Jeremy Cameron, but... You know, Lobb. I guess it's probably hard to pick up some of these Giants forwards. I mean, most of the guys are pretty owned, I'd imagine. Devin Smith's been in good nick.
Who's that?
Devin Smith's been in good nick since coming back, but again, he's probably not available.
No, you would have gotten that pretty early, you would imagine. And moving on to the 2:10 game down in Tassie, this Hawks taking on the Blues, where the Hawks have won the last 475,000 games down there. You got Will Langford in for the Hawks, with Puopolo out with a hip injury, which is surprising because it seems as if he never gets injured or misses. And in for the Blues, you got Everett with Charlie Kerno out with that knee injury.
Yeah, Yeah, it is what it is. Puopolo would have been a spot start for someone, you imagine, but yeah, not much interest in the ins and outs there.
No, you think the Hawks are going to be comfortable winners in that one?
Well, you'd think, but Carlton surprised us a few times, so...
That's true. They've pushed, what, West Coast, Sydney the last couple of weeks, so
yeah.
Who knows? Again, going to be very cold down there, you would imagine.
Yes.
And to the Twilight game at the MCG, you got the Pies taking on West Coast, who haven't won there, haven't beaten Collingwood at the MCG in like 20 years, apparently, so good for the Pies. Pies there with Barry Crocker in, Goey and Wills, with Blair out with a groin for Solo, that show, and Sinclair with the concussion, and in for the Eagles, you got Schofield, Hutchings, Tunbridge, and your boy Dom with Giles Redden, Redden out with a shoulder, Nelson omitted, and Barras rested.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Sheed. Obviously, first game for the year, he's not going to be at his best, you wouldn't have thought, but he could
really be pretty fit, being able to run. It's only been a pec injury, hasn't it?
Oh, that's true, but you know, just sometimes you touch his knee, you're not up to the AFL game speed.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just be interesting to see how he goes. Looking to use him maybe later on in the year, because I think he'll stay in the pool.
Yeah, you would imagine being a second-year player?
Third. Blair's, you know, Blair's obviously, you know, not a big out fantasy, but big for Collingwood. I just wonder what they're going to do with the Goey, because he hasn't, I would have thought, I expected more from him, John, I'll put it that way.
Well, he was highly, like, he had that awesome preseason, everyone was touting him, you know, to step up, but just haven't seen it much this year, have we?
No, he's, you know, even being dropped for form, that's really disappointing.
So maybe he does play take that Jared Blair position this week.
We'll see. But I certainly wouldn't feel confident rolling him out.
No, I would not. Moving on to the Saturday night games at the Gubba, with the Lions taking on the Power. Oh, the rage at Justin Lepich. Age, people. Steph Martin rested. What the hell is he going on about, Steve? It's finals time, and he's resting the best ruckman.
Well, maybe Steph Martin's tired from playing his best game of the year last week.
I know we're a clean show, but the rage I'm feeling right now, Steve. Rowan Buick out with a groin. Darcy Gardner with an ankle. Shackey's gone out with the general, and Williams out with a groin, with Close, Louis Taylor, Robertson, and Smith and Skinner playing their first game, with Amon coming in for the Power, and Schultz and Kane Mitchell omitted.
You know what that means, Jono?
Bump for the Butcher!
Butcher, this is your time to shine, son.
55s all around.
Johnny Butch, get a rip. Oh, but man.
That means that either a massive bump for Westhoff or it goes pear-shaped.
Yeah, look, we know streaming key forwards against Brisbane's been pretty money this year. I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Can't do it?
I think Aaron Young's going to get his, though.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, that's a good pickup. And you think Wingard should get on top of it, too.
Certainly hope so.
Bit of a Wingard owner, are we?
Yes. Well, I'm also... I'm a Martin owner as well in the Listener League, but thankfully it's not finals time yet in the Listener League, as we found out.
Yeah, we did. Whoops. Plays up to round 23. I suppose it's only 16 finals, so don't need as many games.
Ugh. Yeah. So anyway, that's how that was.
So currently now league of record, I'm rolling out Sean Hampson as my ruckman for this week, Steve.
That's not good.
That is not good.
I'll be rolling out Rory Lobb as my ruckman in the Listener League.
I've got him in my fourth line now, league of record.
So. God. The pain.
That is very painful, very painful. But moving on to the other game was Saturday night. It's the game-breaking record. Games-breaking record game. is the Roos taking on St Kilda with Jared Waite making another marvellous recovery from that hip injury, with Magic Door omitted and Minchington in for the Saints with Sinclair omitted.
Yeah, I guess there's some interest in Jared Waite, but man, I'm just really interested to watch this match.
Smelling upset?
Well, I certainly hope so, because I did place the wager on the Saints to make the top eight a couple of weeks ago, as I mentioned on the show. But I think this could just be a real... I mean, these two teams are really the guys battling for the eighth spot.
Yeah, and I put the wager on North Melbourne to miss the eight.
So same thing we're rooting for.
It's going to be a great game, we hope.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see. I mean, obviously the Kangaroos were fantastic last week, but so were the Saints.
So were the Saints, yeah. Their pressure the last few weeks have been really good, St Kilda. So, and both teams play Eddie had well, so it's going to be a really fascinating game Saturday night.
Yeah, I think Jared Waite being in is a big in, because we know the Saints' defence can get stretched.
Yeah, especially with Brownie and especially Petrie finding a bit of the last couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess that's the worry sign for St Kilda. But again, I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And moving on to the Sunday games, starting off at the MCG, you got the Demons taking on the Suns with Garland, Bug and Vandenberg named on the extended interchange as well. And for the Suns, you got Rosa, McKenzie and Lemons also named on the extended interchange with no outs as of yet. So we'll find that out at 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly a little bit of interest, I guess, in Bug and Rosa if they get games. I would expect Rosa to come in.
Yeah, you would think so. And Bug to tag, who took him well?
Well, I mean, he might not even get a game, to be honest.
Nah.
So.
But moving on to the middle game at the Domain Stadium, we've got the Dockers taking on the Swans, with Pav coming back in after being rested against the Suns. You got De Boer, Silvani, Hanif, Tucker and Ethan Hughes all named there, and Griffin, Subin and Connor Blakely all omitted.
Obviously the Pavlenko coming in for his 350th. Not a lot of interest for me, Jono.
Oh, Ethan Hughes, didn't he have an average of 105 after one game?
Yeah.
Get on him.
Yeah. Obviously people were sort of thinking with Sinclair out to get aboard Sam Naismith, but they've said Nankervis will be playing, so...
Yeah, they're going tandem, so that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that kills a lot of the value there.
Yeah, but you've got Richards, McGlynn and McVeigh named as well. You'd think Ted Richards comes back in.
Well, maybe, who knows? Who knows?
You'd think so. Well, this is Horse Longmire, but...
Yeah, I mean, do they need him against... I mean, it's not like the Dockers have the most potent forward line going on. And Alia is playing pretty well.
He is playing pretty well. So it will be
Grundy. Grundy's in arguably all-Australian form.
Oh, absolutely. So. And Rampy too, but he's more of your mid-size defender.
Yeah.
But and Sinclair out with that knee injury for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's no good.
Not good. And to the final game, we've got the Adelaide Crows taking on the Bombers. Wow, what are the odds on that? $1 for the Crows, $17 for the Bombers. You got McKay, Seedsman, O'Brien, Wig and Miller, all named in the extended interchange, with Walker out with that ankle, as we predicted on the Monday show, and Ricky Henderson out with an Achilles. Not good there, but for the Bombers, you've got Polkinghorne, Bird, Grimley, Michael, Merritt, and Redmond all named, with James Kelly rested, Sean McKernan is sick, and Mitch Brown out with a groin injury.
Yeah, I guess some interest in Bird, but...
Yeah, he's been pretty solid as well when he was playing, and maybe a little bit in Seedsman, maybe.
Why not?
But O'Brien's an interesting one, playing another ruckman.
Well, if he gets a gig, but
Question marks if Jacobs goes down. Oh, there's a scoop.
Yeah. Oh, man. Start your Crows, people. Start your Crows.
Yeah, pretty much. Just load up on any Crows player you can find.
But I think there are some usable bombers.
Yeah, Berg for sure. That's about it.
I still think you could play Leuenberger. Aaron Francis was okay last week.
Yeah.
I'm probably not picking him up, but, you know, that's how it is.
If you're super desperate, but...
Yeah.
But moving on now, we're going to go to our captain's lounge, where we give you our thoughts on who our captains of the week that aren't... Well, I wouldn't even say his name anymore. Goldstein, Penn, Fife, and those sorts. They're your ultra elite. But I'm going to start it off tonight, Steve, with slamming Sam Mitchell for the Hawks. He averages 108 in Supercoach against Carlton, but only 94 Dream Team. It's a bit of an interesting one, but his last five, he's gone 113 and 111 in both formats. So, been pretty handy his last five.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against Mitchell. He's just such a gun. My first captain, you'll like it, Jono. It's Robbie Gray from Port Adelaide.
Excellent. Good to hear.
Last two times I played Brisbane, 120 and 115 Dream Team and 111, 134 Supercoach. We know the Brisbane midfield is not great. Now they've lost their ruckman. So that advantage to the Brisbane mids is gone. So I really feel like Robbie Gray's going to, you know, he's every chance to go 30 and three goals.
Don't think old Mitch Robinson's going to put the clamps on him?
Well, I think if they do try to put the clamps on him, he's just going to go forward and just tear it to shreds.
Yeah, that's true. Because small forwards do like to play against Brisbane, don't they?
I mean, every forward loves to play against Brisbane. But, I mean, can you imagine Robbie Gray taking Mitch Robinson forward? I mean, how many free kicks is he going to get?
That is true. You get the 140 points there just in free kicks.
Yeah, plus I feel like they might... What? Like, Boak's the more taggable guy.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that shakes out, but I feel pretty comfortable with Robbie Gray.
Even Ebert, who's been in pretty solid form too.
Yeah.
that made me 16, that. My next guy is someone from the same game. That's Dane Zorko. Averages 105 Supercoach. That's including 163 one year. And 91 Dream Team. But averages 113 in his last five. Sorry, that's with a score of 113. Only played him a handful of times. But the form Zorko has been in this. Yeah, I would ignore that 91 in the Dream Team. And I reckon he can go better.
Oh, he's been fantastic, Jono, hasn't he? So, yeah. And
Port Adelaide with Kane Mitchell going. Yeah, Port aren't going to tag too much, you wouldn't think.
Nah.
Rockcliffe.
I'll give you two for one here, Jono. I'm going to give you two of my captains. And that's Dan Hanabry and Josh Kennedy from the Swans. You could argue you could start any Swan midfielder from the Fab Four or whatever you want to call them. But... their records in Perth, especially Hanabry and JPK, really are the standouts. I mean, JPK is just in rare form the last month as well. So yeah. Fremantle's midfield's been getting torched on a weekly basis, so I certainly have no problems rolling out Hanabry and JPK. Although Hanabry's been a little bit down, I think he really bounces back in a big way here.
Well, you've got the wider ground, you're going to get that outside ball yep. and spread.
Yep.
All good for Hanabry. My next captain is, again, it's not a good week for the captains this week. We've got Jordan Lewis. Now, you think against Carlton, he'd absolutely tear him apart, but he averages 85 against Carlton in both forms, to tell you the truth. But his last five, he's gone 104 in Supercoach, 91 in Dream Team. But the way the Hawks are playing, you think he's going to destroy it.
Well, especially down there, we know he can go huge.
Yeah, the Hawks love to play down at Aurora, so ignore the numbers and back in Lewis.
Yeah, my next guy is actually in the same match, and that is Bryce Gibbs.
Interesting.
Yeah, Hawks, there is best opponent for knocking out Dream Team scores with a career 104 average, and the fourth best Supercoach opponent for him with 102 average over his career. So, I mean, they're some massive numbers, you would agree. We know midfielders can get around on the Hawks, and Bryce is obviously certain someone who takes advantage of that. Been pretty good the last couple.
Even against the Swans last week, he was really good.
Just fantastic. And, you know, there was some talk you can't do it without Murphy because Murphy gets all the attention. This doesn't feel like one of those matches. Hawks generally don't, you know, sometimes they tape it. This doesn't feel like a match where that's going to be a thing. I back Bryce Gibbs here to get a decent score if you need a captain option.
Could you imagine if Mark Murphy was playing and those last few weeks where they've lost close ones, you would have thought would have got them over the line and caused a couple of upsets, wouldn't you?
Yeah, could have made a difference. Could have made a real difference.
Yeah, interesting. But my next captain is the captain of Geelong. That's Joel Selwood. Averages 102 Supercoach with 103 in his last. Interesting stat, he's only gone under the ton four times against the Western Bulldogs in any sort of match, and they've played 11 times, but only averages 92 Dream Team, but he has knocked out scores of 136, 139, and 118.
Yeah, why not? He's back to his best this year, isn't he, Jono?
Yeah, and with a decimated doggy side, you'd think they're going to shred him apart.
Yeah. Yep. My next captain choice is, it was always my fifth four. My fifth choice is the risky one, and that is Nick Riewoldt.
Ooh, I like it.
From St Kilda. When the Saints met North Melbourne earlier in the year, Nick Riewoldt went full ham with 24 disposals and 3 goals, scored 144 Dream Team, 142 Supercoach, has got a very good record against the Kangaroos. We know he was great last week with 4 goals, Nick Riewoldt, so... if you needed a boom game, he'd be someone to look at. You know, if you're an underdog, you might need that boom game, Jono.
He was awesome against the Doggies last week, so I can't see why he can't do it against the Roos.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go Captain Risky with my fifth captain this week, and that is Nathan Jones from the Demons. Hold on to your hat here, people. He averages 106 in Supercoach against the Suns. 109 is the last 5, including 140 and 137s in there, but only 95 in Dream Team, but 100 in his last 5. But I think he's also included a couple of mid-130s as well.
Yeah, Nathan Jones, what a gun. Against the Suns midfield, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. In Melbourne, Suns don't like travelling down to the cold, so get on board.
Yeah, I have an interesting one here for you, John. I'm certainly not recommending him as a captain choice, but he's someone I was looking at naming captain for myself this week, and that's Jack Stephen. Jack Stephen's record against North Melbourne is pretty bad because he attracts the tag, the Ben Jacobs tag, and really gets owned by it. No Ben Jacobs. So is Jack Stephen going to be let free? Or is he going to get a tag from someone else? I don't know what to do because he could go 150.
Oh, he certainly could. I'm just trying to think who the North tag at the moment is. They've used a few different types since Jacob's gone down, haven't they? And all failed spectacularly.
So, I mean, I think they'll probably try to shut him down, but
He's having an awesome year this year. I think he can beat it now. You got the likes of Armitage and that just running defence for him, like good teams do. So I can see him going big as well.
Yeah, interesting one though.
Yeah, interesting. Again, it's like the Nick Riewoldt one. If you need to go full ham, why not?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But going to move on now to a couple of late week pickups. If you're looking to fill that last position in any of your lines, I'm going to. I can't believe this guy's still in the pool in our listener league at Tom Hawkins, owned by 73% of the leagues, but he's still there.
How confident would you feel rolling Tom Hawkins, fat ass out there, Jono?
Supremely confident this week. As a Bull supporter, I can see him going at least 5-6 goals.
I guess it could happen.
But he could also score you a 24.
Oh, he's very capable.
Well, I'm hedging.
Yeah, certainly. Well, that's a good way to be. Yeah, my first late pickup is defender forward. And that's Brendan Whitecross.
Good pick, because he was second on my list.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I just sort of... He's been pretty solid since he's come in. We know he's had some injury problems over the years, but I think this is a sort of game, you know, with Puopolo going down, maybe he gets a couple goals. Although the game's down in Tassie, they're generally a little bit low scoring, so I certainly think he can get 20 touches, though.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. He's sort of gone under the radar since he's come back in. I actually had a look at him in our league of records, but he has been snapped up by my opponent this week.
Well, Hawthorn supporter, so...
Exactly right. So he's all on board on that. My next guy is Taylor Hunt from the Tigers. He butchers the ball like no other, but that ball's going to be coming in the defence. But with Hawley back in, I'm not sure if he takes a hit or not. So it's a be wary one. He has been in good, but be wary.
Yep. If it's wet, wow, he'd be a great pickup though, Jono.
Yeah, Cole, Dewey and Canberra, good possibility.
My next guy, one of my favourites, I picked him up to play this week myself. What's his name? Dean Towers for Sydney.
Dean Towers.
I think Sydney are going to win this match in a canter, and I like the long ground there. I think Dean Towers will get up and down it. I think he'll kick a few goals. We know he can go 120.
Especially
so,
with Sinclair not playing that forward line.
Yeah.
When he's not...
Bit more freed up, bit of space down there. So I'm all about the Dean Towers train this week.
You're not getting on board the 350 Pav Games swag?
No, I'm not. I'm not, because giant nose swag isn't a thing, Jono. That's just stupid.
My next guy is a Melbourne forward. That's Dean Kent, playing at the MCG. I do the Demons are going to swarm all over the Suns, and he's been in pretty good form.
Yeah, we've certainly liked some of the guys there from the Demons.
Yeah, especially those small, nuggety types as well.
Yeah, no doubt. My next guy's probably a little bit surprising because I'm not a super big fan of him. That's Lewis Taylor.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's how you should react. correct, Jono. But Lewis Taylor, he's got something to prove, man. He's been dropped from a pretty... crappy team, if we're being honest
twice,
about it.
Twice, hasn't he?
Yeah, look, Port are going better, and I expect they'll win this game, but Lewis Taylor's got something to prove, man. I think he gets 20 touches. I'm not super confident about it, but he has to get opportunity in the midfield. Port aren't a super defensive team, I don't, for mine.
Yep.
So I think he can get some touches. A lot of changes to that team, though, so I don't like that. But, you know, I'm okay using him in a pinch.
And he always bobs up for that one game where he'll just tear it apart. He'll get, that 25 disposals and a couple of goals, a ton up in both formats. But then next week, 40s and 50s again.
Yeah, I'm not confident, but it is an option.
It is an option. And my last guy is Jones from Melbourne as well.
Matt Jones.
Yeah, Matt Jones. He's at mid forward, 59% of the league, in league. So if you're tossing up between Kent and Jones, I like both of them. Both can go full hand this week against the Suns.
Yeah, of course.
He'd be praying for rain if it was Matt Jones, because he loves the slop.
Yeah, the slop. That didn't sound great. I'm not going to lie to you.
Loves the mud.
Well, there you go. And my last guy is Angus Brayshaw, especially more for your Dream Team-based leagues. I think he's coming back to form. They can play him in burst against the Suns. You should get enough game time to make it worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, especially that big body in the midfield against not much.
Well, I mean, Jesse Lonergan isn't a tank of a human being. The rest of them aren't, but...
No. But look how well Lonergan's been scoring.
Not great.
Yeah. Not great at all. That's all from me, Steve. Do we have any questions this week?
Actually, we do. We just had a question on the Twitter from Aussie Yildiz. Yep. Start or sit? He needs two from the following. You got Luke Dalhouse. You got Andrew Swallow. You got Charlie Cameron. And you got Isaac Smith.
Who do I pick? Two out of those four.
Two out of those four.
Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, I think Charlie Cameron's got to be there.
And I'm not touching Dalhouse. I just missing too many games. Isaac Smith in a pinch.
So you're leaving out Andrew Swallow.
Mate, I'd go Andrew Swallow. Nice contested. It won't be a free-flowing game. Nice and contested. A lot of tackles, which Andrew Swallow does well. So, I'd go Andrew Swallow and Charlie Cameron.
Okay, I'd roll out Dalhouse and... Ugh.
Come on, split the difference and go.
I'm going to say Charlie Cameron. I'm not going to say Isaac Smith. Screw Isaac Smith. Isaac screwed me too many times this year.
Certainly Charlie Cameron, and you're on your own for the other guy.
Yep.
But I propose a question to you, Steve, and our listeners. Next year, just off the top of your head, could you rattle off three players who would be lock-in top 10 picks for draft?
Yep. Yes, I can. Patrick Dangerfield's one of them.
Yep.
Max Gawn is another one. And Todd Goldstein is another.
Okay, see, I had... Just thinking about it, I had, Danger and Gawn, and I'm going to throw Dusty Martin in there as well if he keeps that mid-forward status.
I guarantee he does not.
You think he's pure mid?
Yep.
Yeah. But if he does lose that forward status, would you still pick him as a top 10 pick?
It really depends who else is in the forward. Like, we've actually had a couple questions this week. We haven't discussed it, but we're about doing a show later on talking about potential position changes for next season. I think we're going to lose, like, Zorko, Martin, Zach Merritt, probably Wells, and probably Aaron Hall. And who we get in, I don't know. But I mean,
Robbie Gray back, who has kicked a few snags this year.
Look, if Robbie Gray's a forward, then he's probably a top 5 pick.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe something we can discuss after the finals are complete and do a bit of a wrap up show and just have our thoughts there. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Jono. So we certainly love the suggestions that come through. Really helps us plan out and improve the show for you guys. And, we want to give you what you want to hear, or our thoughts on it at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're about to start fantasy finals, but there's always an eye on next year, isn't there, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, we had someone ask us if they think that, what's his name? Alex Sexton could be this year's Aaron Hall. He could be.
Could be.
But, the question is, what is any of the mids going to come back? Is Hall going to come back? Is O'Meara going to come back? Because I think that takes away from him. But if they don't, man, he's going to bang it out. Might not be at 110s, but...
95 to 105 would be handy.
That'd be very handy from your forward line.
Absolutely. But, keep those questions coming, please. And if you would like to send us a question, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. We'd love to hear your thoughts on who would be your top 10, potential top 10 for next year and beyond. So please keep on listening, and good luck in your finals.
Yep. If you're in them, because some people, it's still a regular season, Jono.
Yeah. So I need to win both games in our listener league to avoid the spoon.
Ugh. That's bad. Yeah, Dusty could be, because, if we're talking guys who don't miss games, who are capable of knocking out big scores, he doesn't miss games.
No, he had a bit of a slow start to the year, but now he's tearing it apart.
Yeah, so it'd just be interesting. Really interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, we will good luck this week, and we'll see you on Monday.